Chapter 2. Great Potential. "So," Discord said as he followed Martingale, "what marvelous houses do you have to show the all-powerful King of Chaos today?" This was the first showing Martingale had booked in weeks, and he was silently cursing his luck that it had turned out to be for Discord, of all characters. He wasn't quite sure if he trusted the beast after everything he'd done throughout history. But still, he needed a sale. Desperately. "Ah, yes, there it is on the corner." Martingale pointed his hoof and straightened his purple polka dot tie. "Right this way, Mr. Discord." Discord gasped as the house came into view. "Why, it's hideous." He put his left eagle claw over his mouth in shock. Below it, a devilish smirk began to form. "Well, it is a bit of a fixer-upper, but the place has great potential," explained Martingale with a forced smile. "Lots of light, and the garden is top-notch, I assure you." "Just top-notch! You're gonna love it! Just let me check something first." The yellow unicorn stallion trotted to the side of the house and peeked at the back garden. It was overgrown with weeds, and several anthills had sprung up since his last visit to the wretched property. "I mean, the front garden is the one with the nice, view," he improvised. "Go ahead, sir. Take a look yourself." "I do love a good view," Discord admitted, and floated his brown, snake-like body up to the side of the second floor. He crossed his legs, lounging back on an invisible chair to take in the surroundings. He wrinkled his nose. All he could see was the back of another quaint cottage. "That house is blocking my view," Discord noted. "I'll just have to move it." "Well, I don't know if the neighbors would like that very much, but the neighbors," Discord laughed. "How pleasant! They'll learn to cooperate quite quickly, don't you think?" Discord snapped his claw, and the house magically shifted over to the next street. A scream came from inside the cottage. Martingale chuckled nervously and loosened his tie. "Unless you have another house to show me," Discord asked with a smile. "Actually, no," Martingale admitted. "Ponyville is very popular at the moment. There was a bit of a housing boom after Princess Twilight's castle showed up. Not that we had too many empty cottages to begin with." Martingale slumped down. "Is that so?" The Draconicus raised one of his bushy white eyebrows and stared down the unicorn. "And all that's left is this hideous monstrosity on the edge of town? Surely you can do better than this, Mr. Nightingale." "It's Martingale." "Look, this house is in absolute shambles," exclaimed Discord with a smirk, throwing his arms up. The beast pretended to scowl. He began to float back and forth in the air, pointing his one lion's paw at each of the property's many flaws. "The shutters are falling off, the floorboards are wonky, and the color is absolutely atrocious." "So is that a no?" Martingale tried to hide his disappointment, but his face had begun to form a frown. "On the contrary," Discord cackled. "It's perfect!" He spun around and magically appeared in a fancy pinstriped business suit and shoes with spats. "Care to make a deal?"